I'm Jacob Dieters, and I'm playing Dennis.
I'm Sophie Lunzer, and I'm playing Natalie slash Ed.
And I'm Anna Bussing. I'm the director.
Anna, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you give us an overview of the plot of this musical?
Okay. So All Shook Up is set to the story of Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, with the music of Elvis Presley. So we start out in a town in the 1950s. It's a town that is very restricted as far as laws restricting the townspeople. They're not allowed to dance or do any inappropriate public displays of affection, that sort of thing, because their town mayor has put into act the Mamie Eisenhower, which is a law forbidding them to. And then this guy named Chad, who is a quote-unquote roustabout, comes to town and shakes things up a bit by encouraging the people of the town to come to life. And so the lead female character, Natalie, immediately falls in love with Chad. And we see her, she actually disguises herself as a male in order to get really close to him and become his best friend, in order to try to make him fall in love with her in return. So, and in the course of it, we meet a bunch of other characters, and everyone falls in love with the wrong person at first in Act 1, and then by Act 2, not to be a scene spoiler, but everything works itself out.
And Sophie, how hard is it to play both a male and a female character?
It was a challenge at first, but the more you get into it and the more times you do it, and it's easier with your leather jacket on and the hat that makes and your costuming, but it's fun. It's kind of cool to see both sides of the spectrum and get to play the diverse roles I get to play. So it's fun.
Jacob, we were talking beforehand. This really, it's a different musical than Footloose. It certainly has some of the similar plot lines.
Yes. They're both very similar in regards to the fact that, you know, it's kind of a conservative town and somebody comes and shakes things up a little bit. And so I think that it kind of brings about this fun, kind of energetic atmosphere where people are really just kind of, you know, enjoying life and really trying to figure out who they are and kind of live that their lives.
Now, some of the music here goes pretty far back, certainly before your time, before my time. Were you familiar with some of these songs that you have to perform?
Actually, I'm actually kind of a big fan of Elvis, and my dad is a huge big fan as well, and so he kind of got me a little bit into kind of hearing some of those songs and understanding and knowing those songs as well too. So I definitely kind of was knew a little bit of Elvis before coming to the show.
Why don't you give us a taste of what we can expect from All Shook Up?
Yeah, so this scene, we're setting this up a little bit, is Natalie's character. She just gotten rejected once again by Chad, the guy that she's falling in love with. My character, Dennis, he is in love with Natalie, but she doesn't know it. We've been best friends for years. And so I'm just kind of, you know, just kind of cheering her up a little bit. And Natalie gets this idea from a hat that I have on, this kind of beastly hat, I guess that you'll say, that I have on, and she gets this idea to dress like a guy and to get closer to Chad. Well, if it's any consolation, I think you look beautiful.
Thanks, Dennis. By the way, why are you wearing that hat?
Well, I asked my cousin Ed how I can even be more like one of the guys, and he said to wear a hat that makes you look like you're gonna kill an animal. And look!
Blue suedes!
Don't step on them.
Oh, Chad still looks right through me. I'm just not a dress kind of a girl. It's like I might as well be a guy.
Yeah, too bad you're not.
What?
Well, take me, for instance. For the first time in my life, I'm one of the guys, and Chad likes me. He really likes me.
He does like to hang with the guys, doesn't he?
Hey, what are you doing to my hat?
Dennis, how do I look in this?
Actually, kind of like my cousin Ed.
Perfect! I'll see you later.
And then I leave, yeah.
Why don't we hear you guys also do a little bit of singing, and I'll let it be your choice.
So the song that they're going to do, all of the characters have this moment of instant attraction to another character. So this is right after the lead man, Chad, immediately falls in love with this other character, Sandra, and Sophie's character, Natalie, sees and is there when he has this moment of instant love attraction. So they are doing this back and forth song, the four of them, but in the middle of the song, Sophie, Natalie, and Dennis have a little bit that they do together. So this is a combination of Teddy Bear and Hound Dog.
He just wants to be.
He ain't nothing but a hound
her
dog.
Teddy bear.
Crying all the time.
Put a chain around his neck.
Hound dog
and
just
lead him
going.
Anywhere or let him
he
be.
He never caught a rabbit and he ain't
her
no
teddy bear.
Something like that.
Elvis never gets old, does he? We're talking with Anna Bussing. She's director of All Shook Up at the Muni. Also talking with two of the cast members, Jacob Dieters and Sophie Linzer. Let me turn it to you, Anna, because you are directing. This is your first time directing at the Muni, but you are no stranger to the Muni stage.
Right.
Tell us about your background.
This is actually my 20th season at Muni. Yeah. And so I've been on staff for about 6 years, I think, 5 or 6. But I've done a show every year since I started when I was 9. Kind of sad. but yes, this is my first time taking on the director role. Previous staff experience, staff experiences I've choreographed for a bunch of shows. So
was this just the right opportunity? Was it because of the work, or you know, why now? Why was the right time for you?
I think so. I think after being on staff for a number of years, you just get more comfortable and learn more from previous people you've been on staff with about other aspects of staff positions. And I knew I wanted to do something that was really dance intensive. That's kind of my forte. And while I do like more dramatic shows, I just tend to favor ones that are silly and really upbeat. That's more enjoyable as far as a staff member experience goes. And so, yeah, so when Muni had talked about doing All Shook Up, that kind of seemed like a good fit for me.
Is there anything you weren't prepared for?
The amount of time. I think everyone talks to you beforehand about how much time and pretty much that you're going to be dedicating a year of your life to putting this sort of thing up. And as much as people say it to you, you never really know how much you're going to be living out there until you actually do it. I probably should have just set up a bed out there.
You know next time, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And not saying it can't be done, but it's exhausting. But it's super rewarding. And, I mean, when I get to watch how awesome they are, it makes it so worth it. So.
And Jacob and Sophie, you know, we talked before. Jacob, you're still in college.
Yep.
You're a graduate student. And Sophie, you're about to go to college. You just graduated.
Yes.
From Glenwood High School.
Yep.
Yet you started doing this work, this rehearsals back. They started back in May. It's been a 2-month process just to get it to the stage. I mean, people don't realize just how much goes into something that's a volunteer effort like this.
Yeah, I mean, Anna's kicking our butts with all that choreography. It's just really, it takes a lot of effort. And Kellen Fant's our vocal director, and that's, you know, he's put a lot of hard work into making sure that we sound awesome. There's how many songs in the show? Like 20 some odd songs. There's lots and lots of Elvis music. All of them, a lot of them, most of them have some sort of like choral background, or choral backup singers. So there's like three or four parts that we're singing at a time as well too. It takes a lot of time to put together a show like this.
Yeah, typically shows that don't have as much choral music, background parts, and as much choreography, you can whip off in about 5 weeks. But with the amount of stuff that they have to learn, 8 weeks was just necessary, and we've used every night to keep on learning. So, but if you didn't have people who picked up so well, it wouldn't be possible. So we're pretty fortunate to have as many talented people in Springfield as we have.
And this is a relatively new work, right? I mean, this some musicals, I know Sound of Music, for example, was done at the Muni, goes back, you know, a few decades.
Right.
This one, not so much. This is relatively new.
Yes. It was done last time at the Muni about 6 years ago, but it was released on Broadway in the 2000s. So, yeah, it's newer.
It seems to me this is sort of, it's typical boy meets girl, although maybe meets boy at first and realizes it's a girl. Boy sings and dances. Eventually, without giving it all away, there is a happy ending to this.
Yes,
there's
is.
A lot of happy endings. All the problems that occur during this 24-hour period basically get resolved in the end. And it's fun. Like, at the end, you're just feeling happy and want to dance and get on your feet, and there's a smile on your face, and anyone will enjoy the show, all ages, anyone. Yeah. It's a great show.
We call the final scene. It's like the tell-all scene.
The tell-all scene.
There's this lots of everyone finally, you know, things start to get resolved, and it just kind of, I mean, some things are expected, some things are like, oh, that's kind
there
of interesting.
There are surprises. There are definitely
so,
yeah. surprises.
Yep.
We end up with 3 weddings, 5 couples, and there's a line in the show that anyone can fall in love with anyone, and that's pretty much what happens at the end. Yeah. So it's, yeah, happy endings for everybody.
And I think one of the Elvis was all about love, and so I think that just kind of, that theme kind of just
carries
throughout the entire show, and our act one finale is I can't help falling in love with you, and so I just love the theme of love throughout this entire show.
And act 2 finale is Burn in Love.
Burn in Love. Lots of love.